This is Helen W. Drutt English in Philadelphia, May 21st, 1991, interviewing Robert L. Farnenbecker. Robert.
Yes.
Let's start at the beginning. Were you born in Pennsylvania?
I was born in Lancaster County, December 10th, 1933.
Are you an only child?
I'm an only child. No, I'm not an only child. These are leading questions. I have a brother and a sister. I was treated like an only child. I guess that's the way I feel that way. I have a brother and a sister who are 15 and 16 years older than I am.
Were they also born in Lancaster County?
No, actually they were born in, I think, Haddonfield, New Jersey.
When did your parents come to Lancaster County?
1929, right before the Depression, or right before the Depression started.
And what brought them to Pennsylvania?
My father had worked in Philadelphia and in New Jersey as a baker, and he had an opportunity to be a foreman in a bakery in Lancaster, so he moved to Lancaster.
An industrial baker?
A baker for a small business, sole proprietorship, who proceeded to go into bankruptcy, so then he went into business himself in 1929 in Lancaster.
And he operated his own bakery in Lancaster?
He operated his own bakery for up until the time he died. He and my brother, until 1976, he died. He was 81 years old.
So your brother was also a baker?
That's right.
And your sister, was she involved also?
She was, the whole family worked at the bakery. My sister got married and was a homemaker, and still is.
Was there ever any desire on your part to participate in the family business?
No. not going as far back as I can recollect. I had, from an early age, wanted to be a chemist, as a matter of fact. And been very much interested in chemistry when I was in, I guess, junior high school, maybe even earlier than that. Had gotten chemistry sets at Christmas. And had set up a lab in the basement of my parents' home, and was a chemistry major actually for 3 years into college before I changed majors.
Were your parents born in America?
My parents were born in Germany.
In Germany?
Yes.
What part of Germany?
My father was from Bavaria, south of Frankfurt. My mother was generally from the same general district, although they didn't know each other and met each other in this country. They both came over when they were about 16.
So that you and your brother and sister were all first generation?
Yes.
What do you think occurred in your early years that led you away from the domestic environment and situation that had been a foundation for your family and for your brother as well as your parents?
That's a good question. I think those are. I had more opportunities. I mean, my brother and sister. I mean, my sister wanted to go to college, but there was no money during the Depression. My brother was very much interested in the business. Did not like school all that much, so he was perfectly happy to stay with the business. I had the opportunity because of time which I was growing up, there was money if I did want to go to school. But why I wanted to go on to school is another question. I guess because if you're interested in chemistry, there's not much you can do when you graduate from high school except go on if you're interested in that area. So the idea of going to college was kind of built into that whole concept of just being interested in chemistry, I guess, really.
What led you to an interest in chemistry?
Never really analyzed that. Maybe just the whole idea of mixing things and the curiosity of what happens when different elements are mixed, and the idea of making your own fireworks, the idea of, I was interested when I was in high school in something called chemical luminescence, which is the way, I haven't thought about all these things for a long time, but anyway, the way fireflies make light, and there was an article about that in one of the magazines, so I did some work and actually experimented and could reproduce that in a test tube, that kind of thing. Just the fascination of putting those things together and doing experiments. I,